you want to improve your sexual potency? We begin today's podcast by investigating the aphrodisiacal properties of sweet chestnut and catuaba. Next, spice up your evening with a hot, love-making game by the cast of a dice. Finally, we invite you to listen to part 3 of our articles on the yantra. A yantra is a geometric design acting as a highly efficient tool for contemplation, concentration, and meditation. Today, we offer practical advices on how to use this spiritual tool. Today's meditation is upon the state of enthusiasm. Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino will be here to keep you company.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Sweet chestnut and catuaba. Sweet chestnut, scientific names, Castanea sativa, from the Sagacea family. Description: a deciduous tree which reaches heights of up to 30 meters. The shiny leaves of about 20 centimeters are the most characteristic part of the tree. They are lanceolate, with serrated margins, and have 15 to 20 pairs of straight parallel veins. The edible, very popular fruit develops inside a hard, spiny husk. The used parts are the leaves, which are best picked during summer, fruits, bark, seeds, and buds. The fruits are an important component in many aphrodisiacal recipes. Main constituents: the chestnut contains water, proteins, lipids, phosphorus, calcium, iron, vitamin C, B1, B2, PP, and tannins. It has a high caloric value of about 200 calories per 100 grams. Directions: for the aphrodisiacal effect, take sublingually powder made of the leaves in quantities of 1 to 1.5 grams every 6 hours, 4 times a day for 5 months. Keep the powder under your tongue for 15 to 20 minutes, then swallow it with water and maybe honey. For immediate aphrodisiacal effects, take 3 to 4 grams at once, 4 hours before lovemaking. Macerate prepared from 3 grams of buds and 5 grams of blueberries in 200 milliliters of mineral or spring water for 8 hours can be made. Drink 3 to 5 cups a day. A macerate can also be made of 30 grams of leaves in 1 liter of mineral or spring water. Or you can eat the chestnuts as such, part of your diet. An ideal dessert for lovers is the Mont Blanc, chestnut puree with cream on top, served in ice cream glasses. Important notes: chestnuts are not recommended for people suffering from diabetes, obesity, or dyspepsia. The excess of chestnuts may result in constipation. Catuaba. Scientific names: Erythroxylum catuaba, from the Erythroxylaceae family. Description: catuaba is a medium-sized, vigorous-growing tree in the northern part of Brazil, the Amazon, Pará, Pernambuco, Bahia, Maranhão, and Alagoas. It produces pretty yellow and orange flowers and small, oval, dark yellow, inedible fruit. Catuaba is known by several botanical names in Brazil, including Juniperus brasilensis, Anemopegma mirandum, Erythroxylon catuaba marcius, and Trichilia catigua. Catuaba belongs to the family Erythroxylaceae, whose principal genus, Erythroxylon, contains several species and varieties which are the source of cocaine. Catuaba, however, contains none of the active cocaine alkaloids. History. Catuaba has a long history in herbal medicine as an aphrodisiac. The Tupi Indians in Brazil first discovered the qualities of the plant and throughout the last centuries have composed many songs praising its wonders. Indigenous people and local people have used catuaba for generations, and it is the most famous of all Brazilian aphrodisiac plants. In the state of Minas, there is a saying which goes, "Until a father reaches 60, the son is his. After that, the son is catuaba's." According to Dr. Meira Pena, catuaba functions as a stimulant of the nervous system, above all when one deals with functional impotence of the male genital organs. It is an innocent aphrodisiac, used without any ill effects at all. Medicinal uses. In Brazilian herbal medicine today, catuaba is considered a central nervous system stimulant with aphrodisiac properties, and a bark decoction is used for sexual impotence, agitation, nervousness, neurasthenia, poor memory or forgetfulness, and sexual weakness. It is regarded as an aphrodisiac with proven efficacy, and in addition to treating impotence, it is employed for many types of nervous conditions, including insomnia, hypochondria, and pain related to the central nervous system. In European herbal medicine, catuaba is considered an aphrodisiac and a brain and nerve stimulant, with a bark tea used for sexual weakness, impotence, nervous stability, and exhaustion. Herbalists and health practitioners in the USA use catuaba in much the same way, as a tonic for the genitals, as well as a central nervous system stimulant, for sexual impotence, general exhaustion and fatigue, for insomnia related to hypertension, agitation and poor memory. According to Michael Van Straten, noted British herbalist and naturopath, catuaba is beneficial to men and women as an aphrodisiac, but it is in the area of male impotence that most striking results have been reported, and there is no evidence of side effects even after long-term use. Main constituents. Catuaba includes a bitter substance, alkaloids, tannins, aromatic oils and fatty resins, phytosterols, cyclolignans, and a chemical Brazilian scientists have named yoimbinha. Clinical studies on catuaba have found very interesting results involving its antibacterial and antiviral properties, in addition to significantly inhibiting HIV. The study found that catuaba's anti-HIV activity was shown to be induced, at least in part, via the inhibition of HIV absorption to the cells, and suggested that catuaba extract has potential against opportunistic infections in HIV patients. Directions. For the aphrodisiacal effect, the powdered bark, dosed 0.5 to 2 grams daily, mixed with natural juices. Cast your lovemaking with dice. The first game, crazy foreplay. Do you see a tranquil evening at home coming? Maybe you can add some spice and make it flaming. Take a pair of dice and make a wish. Better yet, make several wishes. This will be a game in which all participants win. How to play? One of the dice will decide upon the part or parts of your lover's body that will benefit from special treatment, and the other will decide on the treatment itself. And both of you may do it for as long as you can take it. The first die. 1. Neck, lips, and ears. 2. Breasts or chest. 3. Belly. 4. Legs. 5. Buttocks. 6. Clitoris, vagina, or penis. The second die. 1. Fondling. 2. Caresses. 3. Licking. 4. Blowing. 5. Kissing. 6. Sucking. You'll definitely love the idea of this game. You may even become addicted to gambling, and the stakes are unbelievably hot. You both know that a passionate game is starting, and therefore the expectation will only add to the tension. If you like to be kissed on the breasts, you may even load the dice and get a 2-5. We're sure he will not stop easily. The second game. My favorite sexual positions. In this game, each of you has to write down 6 of your favorite erotic preferences or positions. Then cast the dice and see what comes up. This will not only make you experiment with your favorite positions and fantasies, but it will also reveal to you your lover's most secret thoughts. Kara recalls, "The most difficult was to find 6 things that I liked, disregarding the things I knew he would like. I imagined this would be an opportunity to please each other. As I always wanted him to find my G-spot, I put this on my preference list. I found out on this occasion that he likes his nipples to be massaged. I would always rush below them, and they did not benefit from the proper treatment. From that night on, I never ignored them." The third game. Guess what I'd like to do for you? In this variant, each of you has to write 6 of the most secret favors he or she wants to perform for the other. Then, after you cast the dice, you simply do it, according to the number. Betty recalls, "When I made up the list, I put down the things I thought he liked. For instance, I put down wearing some lingerie I knew he liked, even if I wasn't particularly fond of it. When we started playing dice, I realized he'd mentioned the things he liked, not what I liked. So whatever the dice, the gods were auspicious to him only." The fourth game. Seduce me tonight. Allow yourself to be seduced tonight. Here are the rules. You need 3 dice. The first will decide the place, the second will decide on the action, and the third will decide the sexual accessories you'll use. Face destiny with your beloved. Are you ready to cast the dice? Where? 1. In the shower. 2. In the car. 3. On the floor. 4. On the stairs. 5. On the couch. And 6. On the kitchen table. How? 1. Masturbation. 2. Classical. 3. Woman on top. 4. Rear entry. 5. Fellatio. 6. Cunnilingus. With what? 1. Massage oil. 2. Blindfolded. 3. With a feather. 4. With a vibrator. 5. With chocolate cream. And 6. With whipped cream. Mary recalls, "We started the night with a bottle of wine. A monotonous evening seemed to lie ahead. This was until I grabbed the dice. When I first cast the dice, I prayed. I didn't want to make love on the floor because it was quite uncomfortably. Luckily, we headed for the kitchen table. Fellatio with chocolate cream."
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Introduction to Yantras. Part 3. The square, or Bhu Pura. Between the simple geometrical elements that compose yantras, there's also the square known as Bhu Pura. The square is usually the exterior limit of the yantra, and when seen as a symbol, it represents the element of the earth, or Prithvi Tattva. Every yantra starts from the center, often marked by a central dot or bindu, and ends with an outer square. This represents the sense of universal evolution, starting from the subtle and ending with the coarse, starting from ether and ending with earth. Even though most of the time yantras are composed of these simple geometrical shapes, sometimes other elements such as arrow points, tridents, swords, spikes, etc., are included in the design of a yantra, with the purpose of representing vectors and directions for the yantric energies in action. The lotus, or padma. The lotus symbol, or its petals, is both a symbol of purity and variety. Every lotus petal represents a distinct aspect. The inclusion of a lotus in a yantra represents freedom from the multiple interferences of the exterior. It also represents purity and it expresses the absolute force of the Supreme Self. In conclusion, a yantra is a very complex spiritual instrument in one's tantric practice, or sadhana. It can calm and focus the activities of the mind, and through its positive auto-suggestion, it has a benefic impact on the health and psychic well-being of a person. How to use yantras. As we previously mentioned, the secret key to using yantras in meditation is resonance. The process of resonance is established by a mental focus on the image of the yantra. As long as the mind is tuned into the specific mood associated to that yantra, the energy flows, but when the resonance is stopped, the energy disappears. Instructions for meditating with a yantra. Hang the yantra on a wall facing north or east, placing the center of the yantra at the level of your eyes. Adopt your favorite posture, or if you want, sit on a chair and keep your spinal column straight. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, but do not force yourself at all. Just let the breath flow normally. Look into the center of the yantra, blinking as rarely as possible. You don't want to look at the particular details of the yantra. Just keep your eyes focused in the center and observe the whole yantra at once. This exercise should last about 15 to 30 minutes, and you should practice it every day. Thus, the experience will be indescribable. In time, after at least 7 days of yantra meditation, you will be able to tap into the same yantric energy even without a yantra. At the beginning, you may fix your sight on an exterior or imaginary point, or evoke the yantra with your eyes closed. Do not forget to consecrate the fruits of this exercise to God. You should not pursue any specific objective when doing yantra meditation. Just let it gradually guide you towards the sublime energies of the macrocosmos. When executing this technique, it is recommended that you maintain a state of aspiration and intense longing in order to experience the beatific energies of the divine consciousness. In superior phases, the yantra absorbs the practitioner's complete attention, and he can no longer tell if the yantra is within himself or if he is within the yantra. This is known as a state of non-duality.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of enthusiasm. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. The state of enthusiasm. Let us begin.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.